Well, good evening to one and all, folks. And we've got another lovely young lady from Englandshire who's come up to entertain you tonight on the Danny Kyle Open stage. And want to say a big hello to Emily Lockett. Hello.
Hello.
Well, I'm glad that you could come up with us. You don't even need to get a passport to come up to Scotland yet.
Oh, brilliant.
So have you been singing for a while, Emily?
Yeah, I would have said so. I think, I started playing the guitar when I was like 6 or 7, and I kind of just started singing with it. I mean, I was terrible, but I kept singing, and then got a little bit better as I got into my early teens, and then just kept going, really.
And you've got a new EP out, is that right?
Yeah, it's relatively new. It came out last year, Paint the Town Red.
Yep. And you'll be able to do that soon once this complete lockdown is over.
Maybe not quite.
Right. And are you going to do a wee tour with your EP once this
is over? Absolutely love to do that. But at the moment, I'm at uni and all of my band is also at uni. So maybe when we finish up in the summer, we'll definitely have some gigs. I'm not sure they'll be in Scotland, though, which is a shame. Oh. But yeah, we need to get uni out of the way first.
Yeah, that's very true. What year are you in?
We're all third years at the moment, yeah. So it's the tail end now.
Yeah, we've got not much more to do, which is brilliant. So I want you to choose a track for me. What track do you want to play first?
I think I'd like to play Front Porch first, please.
And what's a wee bit of tale about Front Porch? Where did that come from?
Well, it's basically kind of like a breakup song, but it's about like the singer realizing that the other person, if they really wanted to be with you, they would have like fought harder to save the relationship. So it's a little bit of a soppy one, but it's behind upbeat music.
That's what we like to hear. Excellent. So that's Front Porch, your first one. Now, your second track, which one have you picked? And tell me a bit about that girl.
So it's more of a coming of age kind of song. So I wrote that when I was just coming, well, I was finishing my teenage years, and it was about stopping being so kind of like awkward in yourself. I feel like when you're a teenager, you don't always do or express yourself the way you want to. It's a very funny time, as everybody knows. So I kind of wrote it about becoming yourself a little bit more and not caring so much about what other people think.
Excellent. And do you just get most of your songs from your own experience, or is a lot of it just supposition and thought waves going out there?
I always say that I always feel that my songs, they've all of them have a little bit of me in, but sometimes I do make up a little bit of a story, so I kind of have somewhere to go, because I don't live the most fantastic life to write about so many experiences. I do have to make up a little bit of them. But no, they've all got a bit of me in, because I feel like it's very personal writing songs, so I do like to have a little bit of me in there. But some of them, they are kind of more made up than are about me.
Well, that's understandable, because you've got a lot of living to do yet.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to come back in 50 years and find out what you're writing.
Yes, no, that's cool.
I will not be around for that one, but... Right, can we get you to choose your third song, please?
That'd be Live to 100.
Yeah. Well, if I live to 100, I might actually see hear your songs.
Well, talking about living long, that was a very different song for me, because I came across a YouTube video, and it was about it got older people talking about their life and things they might change or what they would do differently or what advice they would give to younger people. And I thought, oh, that'd make quite a nice song idea. So I kind of took elements of what some of them said and incorporated in my song. So it's basically about saying you were not quite 100 years old, but you were a lot older and you were looking back at your life, and these are the things that you remember, sort of thing.
Yeah, excellent. Well, it's nice to take it from an older person's perspective as well, which they've lived yet.
Yeah, I couldn't really relate to that too much yet.
But you will do. And of course, unfortunately, your last song that you're going to bring to us, what is that one?
My last one will be, Do You Want to Go Out?
I think that's a universal cry through the whole of the world just now.
Yes. Well, I wrote it right in the middle of the first lockdown, so I was very much channeling in the energy of wanting to go out. So I think it's a relatable song for everybody at the moment, I like to think.
Yeah. And have you been able to go online with your band members during lockdown?
Well, I sort of avoided doing the live stream things because I live in the middle of nowhere and don't have very good signal, so it never seemed to work very well. And I thought I'd just hold off, not realising lockdown would last quite as long as it did. But yeah, I was just holding off to have to go back to normal gigging, and we had some brilliant gigs last year, so things are looking up. Hopefully this summer will be, if not better, than last year, so I just can't wait to get back to gigging, really.
Well, hopefully in the not too distant future, we'll get you to come up to Scotland and entertain.
Yes, I would love to.
I want to thank you so much for bringing your music to the Danny Kyle Open Stage. It's been absolutely brilliant.
Thank you for having me.
We want you to have safe onward journeys, and we are going to catch you along the way. Thank you for your music.
Thank you.
Why won't you stand there? across the natural.
If I live
there's tears in my eyes. At old photographs of friends in my past, I still feel like it's yesterday. I want a lifetime of memories that I can take with me wherever I go, like strolling.
Ha ha ha.